This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series about to start for the Boston Red Sox. Shelley, normally the majority of our podcasts are spent reviewing the series that just ended, but the Sox only played 14 innings of baseball this weekend, so it might be the other way around.
Thanks to Mother Nature, you know, they got to kind of, you know, take kind of sort of Memorial Day off, so I guess they got a little vacay there on Sunday.
Yeah, this coming off of a week where they had the rare 2 days off in 1 week, they should be well rested for this four game series against the Astros.
I think they're gonna need it, so yeah.
Yeah, they sure will. All right. Before we dive in, real quick shout out to Laura, my waitress last night at the restaurant, Lakefront Restaurant here in Chicago, who loves podcasts and said she'll be listening to this very episode. So service, nice. Food was wonderful. Appreciate it. Okay, diving on in. Friday night, Red Sox, Miami, rain-shortened game, but they did manage to get the win. Perez had a very Perez-like game, going five innings, giving up two runs, like we've seen him do so many times this year. Struck out four and was helped a lot by Verdugo's three-run home run that basically allowed them to end the game. So I'm not sure how much they would have kept going in that awful rain had he not pushed that homer over the fence, but it at least gave them the ability to immediately end it after that and give the Red Sox a win. So, Shelley, what was your overall impression here of Perez with another five innings, two runs?
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, just like you said, it's very Perez-esque. It's kind of what I expected. I mean, the Marlins don't really have the greatest threatening lineup, and Brian Anderson was, you know, placed on the injured list, I think, early last week with a shoulder thing, so that was another bat that was missing. Perez looked like Perez. As we'll talk about later, I'm kind of scared about this upcoming matchup, but he looked like Perez.
Yeah. Ottavino credited with the save after not allowing a run, closing the door in the sixth after making it very interesting, walking three batters, but did get two strikeouts, finished that off. And the Red Sox won after six. The Red Sox had five hits, two from J.D. Martinez, two from Hunter Renfro, and that three-run homer from Verdugo, and that was it.
Yeah.
Quick little game. Red Sox won that one, 5-2. Game two on Saturday, they did play a full nine innings. Nathan Eovaldi versus Trevor Rogers. Red Sox got the win 3-1. Eovaldi looked great in his 5 1/3 innings of work. 7 Ks, only 4 hits, 1 walk. However, he did throw 101 pitches across those 5 1/3. Was that a little bit concerning to you?
It was. If you're throwing 101 pitches, I think you should be further along than, you know, 5.1 innings, you know? Like, I was watching the game, and he was just getting into a lot of, you know, two strike counts, but just couldn't exactly put guys away. He eventually did. He was just getting foul balls and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a little bit concerning, but, you know, 7 Ks and only 4 hits, it's still okay. Like, he got the job done. The whole team got the job done. It was just, I just kind of was hoping that he'd go a little bit further.
Yeah. Bullpen stepped up big time. Josh Taylor, one inning, didn't allow a run. Ottavino, 2/3 of an inning, no runs, no hits. Darwin and Hernandez, 2/3 of an inning, no run, no hits. And Sawamura, no runs, only 1 hit. One run came from Barnes in the ninth, looking to lock down the save, which he did eventually do after only one strikeout, couple hits, did get his 12th save of the season. However, yet again, Josh Taylor appearing in a close game for the Red Sox. He's had a nice string of relief appearances here where he's been able to shut the door and hold his own. Are you feeling a little bit better about Taylor now, or are you still on the fence?
I am feeling better. I mean, outside of like those first couple of games at the beginning of the season where he looked rough, he's been really, really good. And so, I don't know, is he getting back to, you know, the 2019 version? I kind of hope so. So, yeah, I'm feeling much better. And just adding another semi-reliable reliever to the back of that bullpen just makes, you know, me not feel heartburn as much as I did last year.
Yeah. His ERA was, I'm trying to like remove very small samples out of this, but 11.57, 10.8 after, you know, he got to like five innings pitched, down all the way to 4.67 now.
Yeah.
Has put a real strong string of starts where he hasn't given up a run since April 24th.
That will play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I think it said starts. Appearances. But, yeah. Hasn't given up a run in over a month. That is great. Let's keep that going. Batting for the Red Sox. Two hits from J.D. Martinez. Three hits from Devers. Three hits from Renfro. Two hits from Dahlbuck. Hunter Renfro, now up to 250.
Wow.
This is kind of where I hoped he would be. 250 to 260, hitting some bombs. Still would like to see a few more bombs, but bottom of the order, starting to look pretty nice.
Yeah, and that's really good. I mean, because the top is still, you know, producing, you know, 2 through 5 is absolutely legit. And if the bottom is finally starting to kind of put it together where they're not just easy outs, that takes a little bit of the pressure off of the guys who were really kind of holding, you know, just carrying the team on their back. It takes a little bit of pressure off for them, which is good.
Yeah, definitely. Who is your MVP of the series?
I'm going to go with JD. He just, you know, he just got those RBIs and hits throughout both games. So I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, I'm going to go Hunter Renfro for the same reason. Couple of multi-hit games, got an RBI in there, turn it around, good for him. Red Sox now sit alone in second place, a little bit of space between them and the Yankees now. They are one game behind the Rays due to the no game yesterday. Now looking ahead to a 4-game series against the Astros, which the marquee pitching matchup of the Miami series, Eduardo Rodriguez, Sandy Alcantara, got rained out. On Sunday, Eduardo Rodriguez's start gets pushed to today as we're recording this, and hopefully you are listening to this. So we will dive on in to the Astros series after a quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, this is a real interesting series here with Houston. It's a bit deceiving on the surface. The Astros sit currently second place in the West, game and a half behind the Athletics at 28-24. The pitching matchups, though, are tough here. Eduardo Rodriguez versus Jose Urquidy in game one, Garrett Richards, Luis Garcia game two, Nick Pivetta, Framber Valdez in Game 3, and Martin Perez versus Jake Odorizzi in Game 4. Now, if you're looking at overall stats here, you might see that the Astros are 27th in pitching in all of the major leagues. That doesn't sound very good. However, that's really misleading because they have had a ton of injuries and they've had people just kind of tossed in to random situations. Individually, though, the matchups that we're about to get, we've got Luis Garcia with a 2.93 ERA, Jose Urquidy with a 3.22 ERA, and Framber Valdez with a 2.25 ERA. This is going to be tough.
Yeah, I am not looking forward to this. You know, as we were discussing prior to recording the pod, I was really bummed about, you know, Rodriguez missing the Marlins because, I mean, he's had a bad couple of starts. And I thought the Marlins would be a really, really nice team to kind of get the ball rolling on him being back, you know, being back to where he was at the beginning of the season. But now he's going up against the Astros, which is really scary. But I think, I have trouble pronouncing his last name. I think he's coming off the IL for like today's matchup. So maybe that's a little bit better, but I don't know. He's still a really good pitcher.
Yeah, he's been ready to come off the DL for a bit here. Now he finally is, so I'm hoping that maybe he still needs a little bit of time to warm up. But then, of course, on the other side of that is Eduardo Rodriguez, who is currently in the midst of a real struggle fest. Would have been a lot easier, I think, to bounce back against that Miami offense rather than this Astros one. I guess, what are your expectations for Rodriguez today?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't think that it's going to go well because the Astros have been hitting extremely well. I did see on Twitter prior to the pod that Yordan Alvarez is not going to be playing. He has like a wrist thing, so that's good. Not for him, but good for Rodriguez. I'm hoping that he goes 5 innings, and only gives up like 2 runs. But I don't know. I think I just have my fandom glasses on and you know, just hoping that he just is okay.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a guy in this Red Sox rotation who can turn it around and spin a gem, it's Eduardo Rodriguez. It's just, this is a really difficult offense. Astros rank second. The Red Sox rank 4th in offense right now. And looking up and down the lineup, you mentioned Yordan Alvarez, which gives the Red Sox a little bit of reprieve. But then there's Kyle Tucker, who's got 11 bombs. Carlos Correa, who's doing Correa things. Yuli Gurriel, who's still chugging along with a 309 average, 7 homers. Altuve, still, you know, hitting 300 there. Bregman's bounced back from a bit of a slow start. He's hitting 300. Even Brantley's hitting 305. And Jason Castro's hitting 271 with a couple bombs. There's a lot of meat in this order that they're going to need to work around.
Yeah. And all I have to say is just good luck. Godspeed, good luck.
Yeah, pretty much. Game 2, Garrett Richards versus Luis Garcia. What's your confidence level in Garrett Richards here?
I'm concerned. We're starting to see those walks come back, and like his last, I think 3 outings, those walks are starting to creep back up. So I'm scared. Because if he gives up, you know, a couple walks and then gives up a bomb, we know that the Houston's home stadium is especially with that short Crawford boxes out there, you could really just poke one out there. And if he has walks, it could easily be like a, you know, go from 0-0 to 3-0 very, very quickly. So I'm a little bit scared, but I feel better about Richards than I do about Rodriguez. And yeah, so, but those walks, man.
Yeah, that's really going to be the name of the game in his start. In his last 6 starts, Garrett Richards, the first 3, had 3 walks across all 3, or sorry, 2 walks across all 3 starts. Looked great. Didn't give up very many runs at all. And then his last 3 starts, he's given up a total of 11 walks. That's not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's not great. Game 3, Nick Pivetta, Framber Valdez. I mean, we keep talking about, like, is this going to be the game where Pivetta kind of regresses, and it keeps not being. So I'll ask it one more time. Is this going to be the game where Pivetta regresses, or are we going to be talking about how Nick Pivetta is the greatest pitcher the Red Sox have seen since Pedro next week?
It has to be this matchup. I mean, the Astros are just hitting everything right now. And I still don't believe what Pivetta is doing. I don't believe it. So I do think that this is finally going to be the Pivetta blow-up game.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I mean, I thought it might have been against Philly just due to the ballpark.
Sure.
But managed to get his way through that. And now, again, it's kind of like the ballpark and the offense here. It just kind of seems like a perfect storm. But, I mean, if... Yeah, it's just going to be really tough. It's going to be a tough series.
Yeah, it is.
Just kind of keep looking at it like, oh, God. And then what is the only favorable pitching matchup in the entire series here for the Red Sox? Game 4, Martin Perez, Jake Odorizzi, who is just having a god-awful year. What's your confidence level in Perez here?
Again, not great because his offense is not that great. But our offense is great, and I'm not the big... I don't have high hopes for this Odorizzi start either. So I think this one, it might be a slugfest. We might have a late night, Keaton.
Of course. Of course we will.
For the last game.
Would not shock me at all. Yep. All right. So what's your prediction for series outcome and MVP of the series?
I think the MVP of the series, I think it's going to be Devers. I think Devers is going to have an awesome series. As for, I'm hoping we win that last one. So I'm going 1 out of 4, which really hurts to say.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go 2 for 2.
Okay.
Or 2 and 2. I don't feel great, but I mean, the Red Sox pitching has been better than we thought it would be. Offense is still really great. I feel like they can... I mean, I feel... The only game I feel really great about is the Perez game, which is weird.
Yeah.
And I feel like someone else besides Perez is going to have a really good game, and the Red Sox offense will be able to kind of take over from there. So I think 2 and 2... And hopefully they don't lose a lot of ground against the Rays, who just keep freaking winning baseball games.
There is one thing about the Astros that is really poor, and that is the bullpen. So there is hope that, you know, maybe I should have been more confident in offense and like you and went 2 for 2. But.
Yeah. And I'll go with J.D. Martinez because you pointed out he had a hot series against Miami. He's got lots of rest, so hopefully he'll be able to carry that offense.
Yeah.
Well, that is going to do it for us. You can find both of us at Over the Monster, where we write about stuff sometimes and do roundtables every week. And you can also find both of us on Twitter. You can find me at The Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. And we will be back next week, hopefully after just a normal, nice, quick 9-inning game where we don't have to stay up forever to record this and be able to start previewing another 4-game series, this time against Toronto. See you next week.